from WABE News in Atlanta, I'm Dennis O'Hare. It was day two in the trial of a former Atlanta Public School regional supervisor charged with influencing a witness. Tamara Cotman is the first educator to go on trial in the scandal. She and three others not only faced charges in the scandal itself, but they were indicted on additional charges of influencing potential witnesses. WABE's Rose Scott was in court today. She's with us now in the studio. Rose, some emotional testimony and a high-ranking prosecution witness.
Dennis, the prosecution continued to lay out the details as to why the state had to conduct an investigation in the first place. Taking the stand first thing this morning, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, he testified as to why he signed an executive order to pursue the cheating.
The truth. Simply. These kids only get one shot. Elementary school, but I only get one shot. And
sounds very choked up there. And there was also, at the time when he ordered that investigation, a lot of questions as to his motives. Were they political rather than educational?
Dennis, Governor Perdue said he only wanted to get to the truth. He said he actually lost some friendships over this. He said the only way to get to the truth was to involve the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
To speak with them, interview them in a sworn capacity so they would know that this was a serious situation, it was not going to go away, and that the truth needed to be told.
It sounds, Rose, as if the prosecution is trying to build a case first by proving there was cheating and then trying to tie the defendant to witness tampering.
Absolutely, Dennis.
WABE's Rose Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dennis.